This is right. He just found out he's teaching.
All right, T. Joe.
Man, Dexter, that's the first time you're gonna have a message that's blank.
But it'll be good.
Thank God.
Wow. Hey, just read all the verses. That'll kill 15 minutes.
Actually, they just set you up, and then Paul prayed for this thing, and we're in Luke 8, I guess. And Pastor Jason asked what Luke 8, and I said, I don't know, maybe he had pancakes. Anyway, gosh, there's so much that man can say about what he knows, and then there's what God wants to say about what he knows, and the fear is always that you bring your knowledge to the table and we miss God's intentions. And so when someone asked me to talk about his word, and I know how flawed I am to carry that message, there's a healthy fear that's inside of me to be very cautious not to mislead you. So I get up here and we're going to pray and then ask God to give us his thoughts. And I don't know how familiar you might be about God giving thoughts, but he does. He absolutely does. So let's pray and let him lead. Father, first of all, who can know the mind of God, Lord? Just how big you are is intimidating. But may your spirit that lives in us teach us your ways that are completely apart from ours. Father, have your way and let your thoughts become ours. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I feel that, Uncle Jim.
You did, huh?
You see, the thing about him is intimidating.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit, and then we're going to see how this goes, okay? Luke 8, titled, Woman Accompanied Jesus and the Disciples. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. And then Jesus tells the parable of the soils. Man, how many messages have you heard on that? The four soils.
We'll hear another one today.
Maybe so. I wish I could recall what it was that God had taught me concerning that, but I'm going to read through it. Maybe it'll bring it back to my memory. While a large crowd was gathered and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky soil, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he had said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Christ in you. actually demands that we have ears to hear. Because this is not our realm, guys. Christ in us is not the realm in which we live in. It's foreign to us. We read about it, but it's foreign to us. We must have ears to hear. And I want to ask you something. What, whenever you say you must have ears to hear, what has to take place in order to have ears to hear?
Humility.
Yeah, be listening.
Who said listen? Yes, yes. You have to be paying attention. You have to be listening. So, in order for us to have ears to hear what God is telling you, we're going to have to take the faith that He's given us and ask Him to show us, or that we might hear correctly what He's telling us. How often have you read Scripture and had thoughts about what God was saying? You know, man, his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God had been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that through seeing they may not see, through hearing they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed of the word of God, those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have will be taken from them. He mentions the word listen again. He says, consider carefully how you listen. I didn't know that was written there when I started. And then it talks about having ears to hear. And then Jesus says that although they think they see, they're actually blind. And then through hearing, they may not understand. I think the picture being drawn is that there's two different types of listening. There's one from a human perspective, man's Christianity. And there's one from God's perspective. Do you know the difference between the two? Have you spent enough time listening in prayer as opposed to talking? Do you know what it's like to prayerfully listen to God on a continual basis? You know, their posture is so, so important. And here's the posture that Jesus is talking about. Those who know that they're blind, they will see. I will be able to teach them. Let me get some water. It's really dry. Those who are blind, I'll be able to teach them. But those who think they see, I can't teach those guys. They're going to struggle to hear me. They're going to struggle to know me. And the reason for that is because the Bible tells us that no one can know the mind of God and no one can figure him out. Do you know Christianity has nothing to do with us figuring God out? If you open up his word in an attempt to figure him out, you're wasting your time. The word comes, and if we don't get the order right, guys, if the order doesn't come right, then the word's not going to be right in our thoughts. Don't you know that everything written here comes from the living word first? So the living word within men and women and from God and through Christ produce this word. This one right here. That's what it did. Produce this. Now, they have something else called the Rhema word. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a word that actually comes from God and is deposited into the believer. That's the given word. The given word produced the written word. Now, very much like that which has been given to us by God is the spoken word. God spoke truth to Moses. The Spirit speaks truth to us. And all of this was written because of those things. So listening for God is more important than we know. Understand that if we don't know how to listen for the living word, the one that he wants to give us, that which is important to him, man's going to go to this one right here and he's going to mess it up. Not intentionally, unintentionally. Mess it up because man's not able to understand God that way. So here's what we do. We take the written word, we study, we learn, we become very familiar, and we never know what the living word is about, the relationship. You know, if God really, really, really wanted us to know the written word first, he'd have created a library. He'd have opened up a library with a bunch of books about himself. He didn't do that. You know what he did? He tore the Holy of Holies, the curtain, from top to bottom. And he says, come one-on-one with me and learn from me.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Come.
You know what at zero is about? You hear it on occasion. You hear some of the guys talk about at zero. You know what that means? That means I don't know anything. And I don't. The Pharisees studied. They figured they know. They knew something. Problem is, they missed Christ completely. They didn't know him. You know, at zero is really this. I was telling this to some guys the other day. I said, look. They said, well, what does that at zero really mean? God already knows we're at zero. We need to figure it out ourselves that that's where we're at. It doesn't matter how much you think you know about him because you've read it. If you don't remain at zero, you're going to get ahead of God. And the light that he wants to produce, you're going to take it from him and you're going to say, this is how God does.
Yeah.
Be careful because you can cause your brother or your sister to stumble with your opinion about him. Yes, sir. Isn't it better that we let the one who loves us, that knows the Father completely, and he knows the heart of another person lead and guide?
Yes.
That's what we're listening for. We're saying, Lord, today I can't do Christianity.
No.
I can't.
No.
There's only one person that knows how to live the Christian life, and he lives in you. It's not you. It's him. Our efforts to do for God, you know what God calls it? Man's best efforts. Jesus called Satan. He calls it evil. He calls it evil. Jesus even made it real clear. He said, you're going to have to get behind me and follow me. My sheep, they listen for my voice. They wait on it, and then they hear it, and then they follow. Are you doing it that way? Do you guys remember in the desert when he took the Israelites out of Egypt and he brought them in the desert? And manna started coming every day, and he says, don't take too much of that. Take just enough for today. Because if you get too much in the morning, it's going to turn to maggots. By the way, I had a bunch of maggots in my trash can the other day. They're disgusting. It's going to turn to maggots. Every day, our best approach is saying, you know what, God? I don't know how to do this. If you don't do it, it ain't happening. Here's the thing that y'all have heard me say oftentimes. Take your thoughts about who you think God is, throw them in the trash can, start every morning and say, Lord, do as you please.
Yes. Your day.
I'm listening.
Yes.
When he finds men listening for him that way,
yes,
and giving up on God according to how we define it or how someone else defines it, he's going to come. And instead of keeping these treasures from you, he's going to open up your eyes. And when he does, I promise you, this is what you're going to find.
Amen.
You've been doing Christianity your way.
Amen.
Not his. Here's another thing that's going to happen. I'm telling you, you got to give up on all of it. God never asked us to have a belief system about him. Can you tell me, can you read where it says that we're to have a belief system about him? He gives us enough things about him to trust that he's God and we're not.
Amen.
Forget, T-Joe, about what you think about me. Probably 12 years ago in Las Vegas, I got to the end of churchianity, as we call it. I knew all the scripture. I understood it. At least I thought I did.
At least you thought you did.
I was taught cover to cover, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, Calvary Chapel, good teaching. And I stopped going to church because the abundant life that it talked about, I didn't know it. And I found it because God gave it to me when I finally gave up.
Yes.
At the end of our rope concerning God is the cross. If you want to cross over into his kingdom and stop trying to drag him into yours, you're going to have to learn to listen.
Amen.
You're going to have to learn to listen apart from what everything you've learned about him. The Pharisees were not willing to do it.
Amen.
And not just the Pharisees. The people taught by the Pharisees were not willing to do it.
Amen.
Therefore, the way is narrow, the gate is narrow, and few enter. It's not just salvation, it's lordship. How much time we got left?
We got 6 minutes.
Get in early.
Okay. No, I can end yet. You know, God never asks us to become Christians. You know what he said? He says, I want you to be my disciples.
Absolutely. Big difference.
Human beings call them Christians. Jesus always says, calls us disciples. There's an order. There's an order that God has. It starts with the Father. It makes its way to the Son by means of the Spirit in and through us. Who's going to show up representing the Father today? Every day when you wake up, who's going to show up and represent the Father?
Holy Spirit.
Huh?
Holy Spirit.
Be very careful that you don't call what you believe about God the Holy Spirit. Be careful. You know what that's called? It's called the Antichrist. Man's ways about God will always. Jesus will whisper, T.J., get behind me, Satan, for you have the thoughts of man and not the thoughts of God. You're operating from your own thoughts. You're not operating from mine. I know what you could be saying. You're saying, T.J., man, I'm not sure I know what that looks like. That's perfect. Don't define it. Let God determine what it looks like. Now the burden is starting to come off of you, and sounds like he's starting to carry this thing.
Right.
Haddon talks about the one who's in us, right?
Right.
Haddon got that in 2022. I heard a message the other day. It says it came to him in 2022. It came to me in 2017. And I'm watching, and God says, we're going to Lafayette. I didn't know I was going to come to Lafayette. I thought I'd never come back to Louisiana. But if you're willing to give up on your way about God and listen to him, the same thing that happened to Haddon, the same thing that has happened to me and a lot of guys that go to Amanda Christian Fellowship and other churches that have been hanging around, we're realizing we've been having this thing backwards. It's been like this.
Yeah, you're right. No way.
Listen, by default, we're going to get it backwards.
Hello, bro.
Absolutely.
By default.
Just by default, we're going to hear it wrong. If he took this Bible away from T. Joe Primo, they did absolutely nothing to me. The one who wrote it lives in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I have, key point, I have surrendered my life to him. It doesn't belong to me anymore. Have you read that somewhere in here?
Yeah, yeah. God would have prayed.
Have you also read that there's a new creation in you? Did you read it? Has anybody really talked to you about it?
Yeah.
You really? Really? Have they really talked to you about the life of Christ in you is now your life?
You're right.
I want to tell you something. No human being can really get that message across. That's on you to go to him to find out what that life's about.
That's right. Hungry thirst.
He will give it to you if you surrender.
Amen.
If not, you will remain blind. Amen. And man's Christianity will be what you follow.
Amen.
When I reverted to Christ in me, the message comes out. When I was reading from Tito's perspective, the message stopped. Y'all noticed it?
Yeah. You're right. Put you in your heart.
You see the difference between man's efforts and God's? That's always a... Hey, if you haven't sat in your Christian life and said to yourself, I don't know how to distinguish the difference between whether it's me concerning God or it's actually him. Every hand should go up, right? That.
Oh,
I've been there, I've done that. And we still do it. You know how you can tell the difference between one from the other? Get one of them completely out of the way.
Stop.
Stop. John 15, remain, stay, abide with me. He says, it's easy if you abide with me. I'll do this stuff like it's nobody's business. I don't know where Norris went. He says, man, I'm learning to listen for God, and when I talk, it starts to flow through me. It's not my efforts trying to get people to come to Christ. The Father's drawing them through me and says, and I know the difference. Be patient, because when you listen for God this way, He's not going to do it the way you think, and He's not going to do it when you want. We should get real familiar with His backside, because we're so accustomed to following Him. Challenge yourself every morning. Realize every morning when you get up, this is not your game. This is His. He knows how to do it. He will determine what your life looks like if you let Him. So please trust Him. Okay? You guys got it? Teach me your ways, Lord. Father, thank you. Lord, you made a way that we might come to you one-on-one. And it's not just checking off boxes, Lord. It's not like that. Father, may we have the mind of Christ, the one that intercedes, that He might give us and direct us according to your perfect will, something we know nothing about.
Yes.
We thank you for being with us today, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.